This time we're going to look at employers. We've looked at employees, and it's interesting that the same things apply really to both employers and church leaders, generally speaking, but we'll look first at employers. Slaves are enjoined to submit to their masters, but for masters, those that are in Christ, it all comes down to one simple scripture in the Old Testament, and that's found in Micah 6, verse 8. He's shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Whether we're an employer or an employee, if we're in Christ, this is the rule we must live by, that we do as we would be done by, that we do not defraud anyone of time, money, or anything else. If we're an employer, that we treat our employees as we would wish to be treated, not extracting work and time from them for no pay or for less than they should receive. That we don't treat them harshly, verbally or otherwise, that we accord them both honour and respect. There are many scriptures in the Old and New Testaments about workers and their masters' treatment of them. And if you're in the place of having staff under you, then these may be helpful. I'm just going to list them. Leviticus 19:13, Jeremiah 22:13, Ephesians 6:9, Colossians 4:1, and James 5:4. And it's best, you know, if I just allow those scriptures to do their convincing and convicting work in your heart without adding any comments of my own. Employers, take time to read these. Your reward will be an obedient, faithful, respectful, patient workforce who desire to please the Lord and their earthly master. Be blessed.